So John 5 is one of those very important theological passages that reveal to us Christology, or the understanding of Christ himself. Christ is not just a Messiah or a prophet. Christ is the beloved Son of the Father. And we see this this very intricate unity between Father and Son, because whatever Christ speaks no longer of himself. He is not his own word or his own works. The Logos, the Word of God, speak life. And through his speaking, through the signs, he hath given life to those who come to believe in him. And he speak life by telling us who we are deep from within, as beloved sons and daughters of God, our Heavenly Father. And also, it's also distinguished a very important understanding of who God is. We are believers in God, who is always at work in not only creating the world, redeeming the world, but continue to sanctify the world through his grace. We don't believe in the deist God who created the world and then let it be. We don't believe in the grandfather clocks God that kind of create and now go asleep and just let things happen that they are. No, we believe in the God who revealed himself, continue to call us back to himself. It's God who pursued us. It's God who called us back. It's God who bring us to come to know our guilt, our sinfulness, and to return back to him. It's God who always pursued us first, and we answered that call by loving him back in return. This is what God willed of us, to come to know him, to love him, to follow him, to give our life to him. And at times too, there will be times in following him, we will question whether he is really active in our life or not, whether he truly care or love us or not, just like what we heard in the first reading through the prophet Isaiah. There will be times where we will question, "Oh Lord, have you forsaken me? Oh Lord, why did you forget me?" But we hear just that the prophet Isaiah said, "My Lord had not forsaken me. Can a mother forget her infant? And even if she forget, I will never forget you," says the Lord. This is who we are at Christian, the people who are actively loving God, and God actively at work in us, in loving us. This is who we are in becoming more Christ-like each day, so that we're free from the things of this world. We're free from the lies, the manipulation, the enslavement to this world, so that we can be free in the one who pursued us, who loved us, who redeemed us, and who continued to sanctify us.